Maseches Chagiga, Parak Beis Mishnah Gimel, until Parak Beis Mishnah Vov. The previous Mishnah brought down really the first machlokes, the first debate amongst Tanoim, between the Nossi and the Av Beis Din, regarding performing smicha on Yom Tov. Smicha is when one leans on the animal which he is bringing as a korban. And this is really the first machlokes which continued for a number of generations without coming to a halachic decision. Now, up until Hillel and Shammai, this remained pretty much the only machlokes which the halacha was not yet decided for. But once it reached the days of Hillel and Shammai, then they argued on a few more things, and once it reached their students, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, so they argued on many, many things, as we see throughout Shas, many, many debates between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. This Mishnah is going to show that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel also argued about the same machlokes as the previous Mishnah regarding smicha on Yom Tov, and as well as that, which korbanos can be offered on Yom Tov. Now, everybody agrees that a korban which is not brought for the sake of the Yom Tov, it's not anything to do with the Yom Tov. For example, if somebody made a vow to bring a korban, so you can bring it at any time, it is forbidden to bring it on Yom Tov itself. We're not talking about Chol HaMoed, we're talking about Yom Tov itself. It's forbidden to bring that korban on Yom Tov, since bringing a korban does involve lots of forms of work which are generally forbidden. And although on Yom Tov one is permitted to do things for the sake of food, so it would be permitted to cook meat, for example, nevertheless, to bring a korban on Yom Tov, which involves many other forms of work as well, in a situation where one does not need to bring it on Yom Tov, or the korban is not being brought for the sake of Yom Tov, so one should not bring a korban and make efforts to do something which hasn't got anything to do with the Yom Tov itself. The question is, what about the Olas Re'iyah and the Shalmei Chagiga? So with Shalmei, maybe Shalmei say, Mevi'in Shalomim, one is allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov, since the Shalmei Chagiga is eaten. And since it's eaten, it's considered to be Eichel Nefesh, form of work which is for the sake of food preparation, and therefore it's permitted on Yom Tov. But as Shammai said in the previous Mishnah, Ve'ein Tzomichin Aleihem, we do not do Smicha on them on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that Smicha can be done even the day before a korban is brought, and therefore it could have been done before Yom Tov, so it is forbidden to do so on Yom Tov itself. But it's forbidden to bring the Olas Re'iyah at all on Yom Tov, since it's totally burnt on the Mizbeach, so it's not to do with eating. And so just like on Shabbos it's forbidden to perform forms of work which have nothing to do with eating, so too on Yom Tov, and therefore one can only bring the Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov itself. And the Olas Re'iyah will have to bring during the rest of Yom Tov, or on Shavuos he's got another week, but not on Yom Tov itself. We still say, Mevi'en Shalomim V'Olas, one may offer both the Shalmei Chagiga and the Olas Re'iyah. This he'll learn from the Pasuk, which calls Yom Tov Atzeres LaHashem Elokecha. It calls it a Yom Tov for Hashem your God. So it's not just a Yom Tov for you yourselves, but even if it involves, as it were, food for Hashem, it involves bringing the Korbanos on the Mizbeach, that is also permitted on Yom Tov. But again, as long as it has something to do with the Yom Tov, as long as the Korban is being bought for the sake of the Yom Tov, so then one can spend his time on Yom Tov doing this. And when one brings the Korban, he does lean on them, he does perform Smicha, since Beis Hillel is of the opinion that Teikef L'Smicha Shechita, that the Smicha has to be done immediately before the slaughtering of the Korban, and therefore it needs to be done on Yom Tov, and it is therefore permitted.